This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this Monday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast, coming to you from the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal baseball fans everywhere. Don't forget them pre- and post-game. Again, it is the original party place for our fans everywhere. Some, like me, have been going there for a long, long time, way before Ballpark Village and when it was the place to be. So it's still the place for me, and I hope you guys enjoy yourselves there, and we do appreciate their support of our show. Also want to thank my man Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com for his continued support. Couldn't do it without him, and he's such a great friend, along with tremendously good at what he does. He does, they have the construction team, heating and cooling team, and electric team fired up and ready to work for you. Doesn't matter if it's residential, commercial, or industrial work. You can put his 36 years of experience. His word is his bond. He's a second-generation craftsman, and that means something to him and his family. So that's the guy I'd want on my side and on my team. So we're asking you to check out our man, Randy Green, with InnovativeCompanies.com. Well, I got a few guys that I like to be a part of my team, and this guy is right there at the top of the list. On the M4byYachty.com hotline, my teammate and the guy I want in my corner every day of the week and twice on Sunday is Benji Molina. What's going on, pal?
What's going on, Jimbo? What's going on, man?
Well,
good to be here.
Well, we're halfway through the season, basically, and I think it's time to take a hard, hard look at the club. You're a fan. I'm a fan. I think we try to be realistic, I guess, to some degree anyway. But right now, I got to tell you, adding Paul Goldschmidt and adding Andrew Miller, making the changes to the team, I felt pretty good about our chances to compete. To look at the standings now and see that we're at 500 and sitting in third place, and to be quite frank, the only reason that we're in striking distance is because really Milwaukee and Chicago haven't performed to their expectation level either. It isn't that we've played well and we're hanging with them. It's the fact that they haven't played well either. I'm disappointed. I don't mind telling you. I mean, I'm not going to write us off. I mean, we got a whole half a season to go here. But I'm not sure I'm seeing very many things that are making me go, I like where we're headed. It's going to take some changes, and I'm afraid to say that. But can this front office make changes? I mean, is the onus more on the players or the front office at this point, in your opinion?
I think it's more on the on the office. Myself, because the office have seen the players already. It's not like you bring a new guy out, right, and all of a sudden you see the new guy and you don't know what he's gonna perform. No, this time the guys who's been out there in the nick of thing, in the hit of things, they seen him. They know what they have. They know what they're gonna do on a daily basis. Now it's time for the office to realize it, or now it's time for the office to do whatever they think is best for this club. I'm with you that it's only we only have a half going, but we're lucky to be really close. But I'll take that luckiness right now because the second half, who knows? It could be our half, you know? It could be our time to perform. Maybe we start hot and we can beat up on somebody. That's what we hope. But in reality, the team that we've been watching getting one, two hits every first six innings at times, it's not going to do it. I don't care who you are, where you're from. One or two hits in the first six innings for games over and over, it's not going to get you some wins. And they're noticing, I hope. But it's not on the players anymore. I mean, the players that you have is what you have. And they're showing us everything. I mean, they're showing us who can play. They're showing us who can be in the bench player. They're showing us who should be seated. They're showing us who has to be in the lineup. It's a matter of the office committing to that. And if they don't, then we're going to see the same team. And that's probably what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. Like I said, as we sit here and, you know, we're a game past, but we're basically at the halfway point of the season. You know, it's a long season, so, you know, looking at it. And you know, to sit here at 41-41, I think there's two kinds of 41-41. There's 41-41, and you say, you know what? We've had a lot of stuff not go our way here, you know, a lot of injuries, things like that, and somehow we're 41-41, and we're only three games back. You could look at it that way. I look at it the other way, unfortunately, and I'm not sure, you know, I'm not quite sure if it's right, but it's how I look at it. I look at it and say, you know, we're 41-41, and gosh darn it, the Brewers and the Cubs have not played well enough to pull away from a 500 team. We should have been able to take advantage of that, and we just didn't. And some of it is the same old, and it's stuff, to be quite honest with you, that I've grown tired of. And I'm talking about as a fan, I've grown tired of. And some of it is stuff that we didn't expect. Some of it's stuff we truly did not expect.
Yeah, and that's the tough part, though, right? Because we keep seeing the same things over and over. And then the guys who we expected to be on the top, they're not performing as what they can. So if you say to me that you are disappointed at the first half, I was, and I am. I'm a little disappointed. I'm not going to put everything out there like I'm, you know. But I'm just saying I'm disappointed because I know these guys can play better. I know these guys can do better. Are they trying? We all know that. I'm talking about doing it, right? Like we always talk about doing it. I think Goldsmith could be a little better or much better. You know, I think Ozuna is doing okay. He's doing great. Paul DeJong started off hot and now he's not doing that great. So he could be better. We all expected Bader to be better than what we've seen right now. We all expected Fowler to be better than what we've seen. Wong, what we've seen right now. Carpenter. Yadi's been dealing with some injuries, but Yadi has been consistent, you know, 260, 270. And I bet you anything, if he weren't have that hand hurting, I bet you anything he would be having a good year too. But there's no excuse. He's doing, you know, he's doing good. Okay. Martinez is still hitting. I hope they keep him in the lineup. Gyro needs to play. Edmund needs to play. Those kids need to play. They can hit. They can generate runs. Who else? Who did I miss? But all those guys, the bullpen is doing good. Maybe they're getting a little tired at the end right there. But I think they were doing okay before Hicks went down. It hurts us. But Gant's still doing good. Brevia's going to pick it up. You know, Leon, even though he has a high ERA, he might pick it up too. I mean, he pitched well. He can pitch. So, you know, I disappointed I am because I wanted to see him in first place. And I wanted to see Goldsmith hitting a little better, Carp being hot and hitting homers and getting RBIs. But it's not happening. It's not happening. When you have a lineup of eight hitters, eight, because the pitcher, you know, we don't want to make him in this list. So when you have a lineup, Jimbo, of eight hitters, and you have three of them struggling in your lineup, three, that leaves you with five. Now, out of those five, two of those are going to be pitched around and pitched tough. Now you're left with three. Three guys to pick up that day. Three guys to get the win. And that translates to one hit, two hits every six innings, the first six innings or five innings most of the time. So it is really, really difficult to watch, man, because we know these guys can do it. We know they're good. We know they can perform. It's all about going out there and doing it, you know? That's what it's about.
Yeah, it's been tough, man. And you know, this guy's going to take a brunt of it. The guy that I'm going to mention. And I said on one of our shows earlier in the year, like, who do you think, if we have a good season, it's going to depend on the most? And I think there were a lot of people that thought, well, we got Paul Goldschmidt. And I said again, it's going to be Matt Carpenter. And you know, the thing is, you know, we were like, you know, he got so hot for 3 months or whatever last year that when you looked at the end of it, his numbers were like, oh, they were good. But he was so bad for two whole months. Like the first month and the last month were so bad. And it's like,
but see, that's what they saw. They saw the total number where I always bring this, Jimbo. Remember when Altuve won over Judge, I think?
Yep.
The MVP? A Judge had 2 months that he couldn't hit. He couldn't do anything for the team in offense. So guess what? Altuve was hitting every single month of the season. Every month he kept hitting and hitting and hitting. So who's going to make the most difference? Yeah, he had the biggest number, but because when he got hot, obviously he got hot for 3 months and he erased all those numbers, right?
Yeah.
But you saw Altuve kept hitting it every single month, like constantly. That's why he won the MVP. So that's what makes you a consistent player. You don't depend on a guy 2 months to be hot. See, and that's what I think they're waiting on. They're waiting on Carp to get hot for 2 months like he did last year. And it doesn't work that way. Those games that we lost early on when probably him or whoever – was not hot. I mean, that those games could hurt you, and we all know that. So it's really hard, and it's really hard to see. But once you committed a guy to that millions and those millions of dollars in the office, it's really tough not to play that guy. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It depends on what they want, man, because it's hard for those guys. It's really hard to play those, not to play those guys, because you're paying them so much. But at the same time, if you're chilled, that's your job. That's your job. You're putting on the line. You're putting guys that are not hot, guys that are not hitting, and the guys who are hitting are on the bench. It's your job. If we don't win games, you know, because we're not hitting, it's you're gonna be fired. It's your job. It's either you picked it up, and you talk to them and say, hey, listen. This is what I have in mind. What do you think? Or you're gonna have to write it out and probably lose your job if they can't keep hitting, you know?
Yeah, it's been tough, man. I mean, he's not the only one. This isn't gonna be a bag on Carp show for me. He's not the only one. I mean,
not at all.
Colton Wong hit 170 in May. 170.
He was in the starting lineup every single day.
He hit 218 in April. You know, now he's hitting 270 in June. So he's coming around. But, you know, the problem is, you know, when you stick with a guy, okay, I mean, you basically let him stink for 2 months all to get him to average for a month. I just, it's been tough, man, to watch this, and that's across the board, you know?
That is across, and I'm telling you, where I heard this on the radio the other day. I think I mentioned it to you. I'm not sure. But Felton Wong has been below average player for 7 years or 6 years. And this is not me, obviously. I don't know. But I heard that on the radio, and I'm sure that if that guy was talking about it, it was probably true, right? Yeah. So, below average, Jimbo, for 7 or 6, let's say 6, for 6 freaking years, below average major league player. When you have guys in the minor league that could hit 250 on a regular basis, 250, I'm not saying 300, 250, 260, 270, and they are really good players. They field everything, they do everything, they run, and you have them stuck out there in the AAA level. But you have a guy for 6 or 7 years below average. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense to me that's happening. You know what I'm saying, Jimbo?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's really hard, like you say. I love Colton Wong. I really do. I wish he could hit 300. I wish he could hit 3.
I'd take 275.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, we love him.
Yeah.
It's not like we're dunning him. We want him to perform. The problem is he's not. How do we do that? How do we go to whatever? You know, how do we go and try to win a division where it's so tough? The other day we faced Oakland. Oakland is in third place, I think, or fourth place, just like us, right?
Yep.
Around that time. But you look over the whole lineup, it's almost 40 RBI. The whole lineup. Semien has 40-some RBI. Chapman, having a great year, obviously, those are superstars, 20-some home runs, 40-some, 50-some RBI. And then you go Olsen, 40-plus RBI. And then you keep going down the line, Chris Davis, 40-plus RBI. And this is halfway through, okay?
Yep.
And then you keep going down the line, and the guys have freaking hit. They have the RBI. That's how you win games, scoring runs. But did you see that they're in third place? But you see the difference.
Yeah.
When this is only one team, I can name you a couple more teams. But they have the guys to do it. And Bob Melvin is one of those that if you're not doing it, he'll come to you and talk to you and say, hey, listen, you're not doing anything, buddy. We have to either pick it up or this is going to change. And that's how it's going to be. So either you start hitting or do whatever you have to do to get better, because it's going to change if he doesn't. And then the guys go out there and do it. But we don't have that. We have guys performing to the same level for two or three years. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the problem, I think. And I'm not saying trade everybody or fire people. That's not what we're saying here. We want to see performance. We want to see guys perform. We want to see Colton Wong, Bader, Munoz, Edmund hit the ball on the ground, hit on the line or on the ground. Stop about the fly balls. We can't see Carpenter hit 70,000 fly balls to left field. And then 20,000 of those are ground balls to first or second. We can't have those things. We can have Fowler striking out too many times with men on scoring positions. We can have Yadi do the same. We cannot have Jose Martinez do any of that either. We cannot have the young do those things, take their strike, for example. I mean, those things happen. I'm not talking crap about anybody. I don't feel like it. I'm just saying things that has happened to the club that's why we're struggling. That's why we're 41-41. And the only happy thing that every fan should be is that we're still in the hunt.
Well, and that's a great point. And that's where I was going to take it, let's face it. The first part of the show here started out with, we're just not good, right? But, through all of that, What you can't get past is that we are still right there. So the real question becomes, we can't do anything about yesterday. What are we going to do about tomorrow? And that's what I want to talk about with you next. First, I want to remind everybody to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. You can subscribe to the show there, which we're asking you to do. You can also check out our Two Birds bloggers. They do a great job, and we appreciate their content. Just click on the banner that says Two Bird bloggers, and you'll find your way into that forum and be able to read their great work. Check us out on social media, at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. If you follow us and you're a Cardinal fan, we're going to do our best to follow you back. Find us on Facebook. Type in Two Birds on a Bat. Make sure you've liked our page. Clicked invite your friends and all your Cardinal friends, if you fans that are friends. If you would please invite them, we would greatly appreciate it. When you see our pinned post, that's typically our show, the latest show. If you would like it, comment on it and share it. That's another way for us to reach more people. So thank you for all of you that continue to do so. Please check us out on Instagram as well, Two Birds on a Bat Show. And, of course, you can find us as part of lineupmediagroup.fm, home of great podcasts, and, of course, the newest streaming platform for your mobile device, Yo Radio. Download it for free today. You guys will not be disappointed. To all of our partners, we can't thank them enough. Adam Smokehouse, makes me hungry just saying it out loud. Located on Watson Road and open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Box lunch orders they take care of. They do great work with catering. But in the end, if you go in there, you're going to love the atmosphere. You're going to love the food. You're going to love the people. Make sure you say hi to Mike and the whole gang in there. They do such a great job, and we appreciate them. I know we're partial, but we feel it's the best barbecue in St. Louis. You couldn't go wrong with lots of other places, but we like Adam Smokehouse. St. Louis, here's your cue. To my good friend, Dr. Kristen Jacobs, who wants to remind everybody that, let's face it, every day should be Skin Cancer Awareness Day. Make sure you check out drkristenjacobs.com for all the wonderful things she does. Great lady that is, you know, hey, listen, we all got a feel for her. She is struggling. Her and one of her sons, being Cardinal fans, are living with a couple of Cubs fans. Her husband and her other son are Cubs fans, so it's a true battle in the house, but just kidding. They have a fun time with it, and she's been on. So she is going to be a great advocate for us when it comes to the show. But when it comes to her and what she's doing, we appreciate her continued work. And her wonderful Ooh La La Spa Anti-Aging and Wellness Center does so much for so many people. So check her out at drkristenjacobs.com. Can't say enough about Randy Green. You guys heard me mention him earlier and all the things he does. GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. We're happy to be associated with them as well. Things are happening right now in the baseball world, in the youth sector, of course. Whether it's Missouri or Illinois, as they expand over there, you can go to GatorsBaseballAcademy.com as tryouts are right around the corner. All ages, youth and high school tryouts are coming up here in July. Make sure you go get registered today. No obligation. You can go try out, see where you fit, see where you fall. But Missouri and Illinois on both sides of the river, you can learn more at GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Okay, my friend, so you said it, and I think you said it well. You know, in the end, whether we like it or not, you know, we're not out. We're not out of it. Now, I can sit here as a fan and say, what has the front office done lately that would lead me to believe that they could find a fix for this, right? So there is a fix, but they're going to have to make some hard decisions and maybe make a trade or two. Is a trade something you think would, like people say, like fans want to make a trade to shake up the clubhouse or to make people uncomfortable and start playing for their jobs. For me, it's more like, no, make a trade and fill some needs. I mean, we've got some injuries now. You mentioned Ozuna, him going down hurts. Let's face it. I mean, that was your producer in the middle of the lineup. Paul Goldschmidt, we really didn't talk a ton about him in the first part of the show, but the reality of it is you got to believe he's going to be better. And if he's not, I don't know if it matters, to be quite frank, because he's that important. But if this club can make a couple of moves, what would they, like, if Benji Moline, I'm going to give you your GM hat, and you're looking at the club and you know where we're hurting at today, okay? What do you think we need to bring in here to be able to take this second half and put ourselves in the playoffs?
I think we need a guy, number one starter, but we don't have one right now. I mean, at least they're not performing as the number one, I should say.
Right.
Because they're all very capable of being a number one, right? They all are. But we don't have one right now. They're not performing to that. So we need a number one guy, a guy who comes in and you say, wow, who's pitching today? Okay, cool. You know, somebody with name. That's the first thing I would try to do. And then another thing that I would try to do, I would balance my lineup in the bottom. I would get a guy who's always putting the ball in play and always hitting. You know, like I like David Fletcher, the guy from the Angels, because he's always hitting the ball everywhere. He was always hustling a third or whatever they put him, a second or whatever. Guys like that. But I would balance that lineup. But in the end, Jimbo, in the end, I could do this. I could do the trade, two trades, and be okay with it. But in the end, we need performance. We need doing. We need to do it. You know what I mean? We need to do it. We need to make sure that these guys that we have right now, until we get a trade or not, these guys that we have in that lineup that she'll put every single day, if you want to make a difference and if you want to make a difference towards the winning season or to the playoff or whatever, we need guys that do it. And that's the bottom line. It doesn't matter if you trade for Machado right now and you get Machado at third and if Machado's not hitting, what good is that? Or if you trade for Zach Greinke, and Greinke's been killing it here in Arizona, but then you trade for him and then he doesn't perform over here. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. We need guys that do it. Guys that do it. That's what we need.
Yeah, we need some doers. We've talked about this on the show. It's nice to look at paper and say, oh, this should be going this way or this should be going that way. But in the end, it's nice to have doers. I mean, you need guys. And I love your term, man. It's funny. I've been using it. I've been using it a lot lately. We need ballers, man. We need ballers. Yep. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
that's what I've been saying for so long. You had, yes, if you're Masalik, yes, you got talent. Yeah, you brought talent, but you didn't brought ballers. You didn't brought players. You brought talent, and they have the potential to become good players. Yes, you brought talent. Now, where are the players that are going to win games right now? Where are they? You see what I'm saying?
Right. I'm with you. I like this. I like a couple of things about what I think we can do. I like the number one starter thing from you, and that I only like it because I think there's going to be some available, right? Now, is the price going to be high? Probably. But do you feel like now is the time where they probably need to be a little more aggressive in the trade market and maybe not like, we're not willing to move this guy or that guy? I don't know. Thoughts?
I think they should be open to anything if they want to win, right?
Yeah.
If you want to go to the playoff and win, remember, Jimbo, we don't have guys in our team that has only 1 year and then they haven't performed. You know, we have guys in our club that they have been given the opportunity for 2 or 3 years. And they have been the same. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's the difference. You have to look at themselves and say, okay, do I want to be friends or do I want to win? Do I want to win and do this the right way and do it to win? Or do I want to be huggy friends and then just leave everything how it is because you don't want to hurt anybody's feeling and then we write it out and see what happens. Because they could be doing that, you know. They don't want to part ways with guys that they brought in the organization or something. But I'll tell you what. Something needs to change. We cannot have hitting. Like I said, it's just on the hitters because obviously the hitters, you know, you have to do it, Jimbo. It's very simple. You have to perform. You have to hit to win. It's just very simple. What happened yesterday? They don't hit those things in the last couple of innings, they don't win. So you have to hit to win. It doesn't matter. And then we have a couple of guys that are not performing well, and it's hurting the lineup, you know, and that's it. Well, you have to find those guys. You have to find a way for those guys to hit, to be okay, to hit, and then get better. And then the pitching, starting pitching needs to step it up. This is only if we want to win. If you want to develop guys in structural league, in the big leagues, that's okay. Then don't worry about it and just let them go. Write it out. But if you care about going to the playoff and winning the whole thing, we're going to have to start performing pretty soon.
Yeah, I think a lot of teams, and I'm going to ask you, you know, this will be the, you know, my final question for you is this, because we can't, like, we don't know, but I'm curious because you would think so. Like, if you're a club, whether things have gone well, whether things haven't gone well, whatever, do players take the All-Star break? And, like, if you needed a – like, some players probably don't want a break. Like, if they're having a great season and the team's doing well, they're probably like, man, I hate to lose our momentum. But if you're in the Cardinals setting, do you think the Cardinals are kind of looking at it like, let's get to the All-Star break, let's reset, let's start the second half of the season and see if we can't come out of it maybe performing the way we had expected, and then use that as the time frame to evaluate should we or should we not make a move? Is that how they approach it from a player's perspective? Do you look at it that way? Like, all right, we're going to try to get it to the All-Star break, try to keep it close, and when we come out of this thing, you know, we'll reset.
I hope they are feeling the pressure right now. I hope that these six games mean something to them, you know. I hope that the whole club is on fighting mode, and I hope that the whole club is taking these six games before the All-Star break like death or life. Life or death, you know, because it means a lot to win 5 out of 6 or 6 out of 6 out of these guys. And they can do it. They have the, they just need, obviously, what we were talking. They need to perform, but we can do it. But these guys are struggling. Seattle is struggling big time, and San Francisco is struggling big time. So they can do 6 out of 6, but that's the perfect scenario and go to the All-Star game. But 5 out of 6 is, it's really good. 4 out of 6 is good. And go to the All-Star game and rest. Everybody's looking up for that. Everybody, I don't care how good you're doing, Jimbo. I don't care how bad you're doing. Everybody look forward to those days. Everybody look forward to be with the family for 4 days. Rest and let the body recover, because the second half is going to be crazy. Second half is going to be playoff games every single day. And I hope they take the mindset of fighting these 6 games before the All-Star break, because after the All-Star break, this is when they separate the boys and the men. This is real deal after the All-Star break. So, but they're all looking forward to it. You know, I hope they do good. I hope they rest. But we have some tasks to do here in the next 6 days, man. It's going to be pretty interesting to see that they pick it up. They pick it up this 6 days before the All-Star break. That's what I want to see.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, let's not forget.
This is an opportunity for them, Jimbo.
Sure, yeah. I mean, that's the other thing, too. So, you know, you have an opportunity to head into the All-Star break and maybe, you know, playing better and then take a break and feel like, hey, you know what? When we come out of this thing, we're going to get ourselves knee-deep in this. So that's how I'd like to see it play out. Now, it's going to take a monumental effort, and it's going to take some guys to really pick this thing up. It's not for me to say whether Colton Wong or Jose Martinez or anybody. It's not for me to say anybody is going to be the savior of this team. I think they're going to need to, you know, they're going to need to do it as a group.
I don't think they're going to do it playing this way, if you ask me. If you keep playing the same way, I just don't believe it. I can't. If you tell me we're going to be the same and we're going to be cool at the end, I don't believe it. I think it's going to be a really team effort. It's going to be the office looking at real guys. What are they doing? Who needs to play? Who needs to sit? Who makes my team better? And forget about who gets paid or not. If the guys who get paid are doing their job, they need to play. But if the guys who doesn't get paid, and you have a guy that's the minor league guy or whoever, and he's going to be the spark on this club, I don't see why not. So, I mean, I rather have wins, you know, and have a few guys pissed off, but I have the wins. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it depends on what they want.
Well, you're seeing right now, I mean, there's a lot of people right now, to be frank, there's a lot of people right now excited that Tommy Edman is playing over Matt Carpenter. And I think people think that Matt Carpenter's been benched. I don't know that that's the case. I think
I think he's going to be back today or tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, it's a it was probably another mental break.
Another mental break. Another. You don't see that in other teams. You know, so this guy has had the most mental breaks that I ever seen in baseball. And now, these 6 days after the mental break, we'll see what happens, too. So we'll see if it's the same guy or if it's not the same guy. What do you do then? You know what I'm saying? You give him another mental break? I wish I had those mental breaks. I wish I had the Colton Wong 7 years of doing that. You know, I wish there's guys out there that get one year and a half, and if you don't perform, they trade you, they send you down again, or they release you. I mean, they have a short leash, and there's others that are lucky enough to be in the big leagues without performing. So, you know, well, let's see what happens.
Well, I just watch. And again, I'm not making Dex and Colton Wong the scapegoats here because there's a lot of underperforming going on.
No, everybody's not hitting.
But I was told that as soon as Mike Matheny was gone, that Colton Wong and Dexter Fowler would flourish.
Yeah, that Matheny was the blame.
Yeah, I was told that.
Too. So we always said it. It's not the management, maybe the message, I get it, but not, they don't play. They did not play. They brought who supposed to be one of the smartest hitting coach, a guy who's been great. And well, you still have the same guy.
Yeah.
You still have, Mabry had the same guy. Well, this guy came in and I didn't see any difference. I saw Goldschmidt, right?
Yeah.
That's the only guy that's probably different in the lineup. But other than that, we have the same guys. And it doesn't matter who you bring. They still have to go out and perform. When you bring guys to a club, to a team, any team, and you've seen the high school, you've seen college, you've seen anything. When you bring guys that perform and they do their thing, it's what it is. It's why you win. But when you have guys underperforming or they're not having their best years, you're going to have struggles. And that's what we have. We have a 41-41 right now. And that's how we play.
Yeah, I don't know, buddy. I mean, it stinks right now to be a Cardinal fan. But, you know, you got to have some faith, I guess. And what else are you going to do? I mean,
the faith comes from that couple games out.
Sure, that's true.
Right? If you were 15 games out, I bet you the faith goes away a little bit quicker.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what it would be like if, you know, I mean, just being frank, you know, where would we be as a fan base if the Brewers or the Cubs were playing really well, you know? But in the end, they're not, you know, they haven't. So we're in there. You know, we're in there. I don't know. I'll be curious to see.
That's the happy thought that we need to hang on to, right? Because we're all 41-41. We still have 80-plus or maybe 70-plus games and that we can make a difference on it. You know, we hope that everybody starts picking it up, and that's it. We just got to hope, because if we keep playing the same way, Jimbo, there's no way we'll win. Not playing the same way. No chance.
Well, we shall see. I mean, I will tell you this. As a fan of the Cardinals, I always want them to do well. And I've said this before. I'm not quite sure where the breaking point is with this fan base from a support standpoint. Now, I don't know, like, they're obviously still attracting people to the games over there, and I know there's a faction of the fan base that wants people to not go, and they feel like if we keep going to games that we're never going to force their hand over there. You know, I it's like anything in life. When you see things that seem odd or wrong, you'd like to believe that people could figure them out before they get to that point. And that's the only thing that I've been a little frustrated in from the Cardinals end. But I mean, I'm just being honest when I say that it's hard to complain. They did go out and get Paul Goldschmidt. They did sign Andrew Miller. And, you know, to this point, they've had some moments, but neither one of them has really had near the impact that we thought they'd have.
But it's not complaining. It's what I want people to understand. We are not complaining. As a fan, we want performance. Right?
Yeah.
We're not complaining.
Right.
We're not complaining to a point where, okay, Goldschmidt came in. We got Miller. We got Ozuna. Look at what Ozuna was having a monster year. So we got the guy. It's just performance that I bet you anything the fans of the Cardinal Nation is looking for performance. Guys who's doing it. The guy who does it. That's what they're looking for, Jimbo. Cardinal Nation is looking for somebody to drive the bus. Somebody drive the bus and say, hey, listen, come on, guys, get on the bus. I'll drive you guys. And then just take off. And hopefully we have 2, 3, or 4 drivers. That's what they're looking for. They're not complaining. They want to win, same as us. So they're just waiting for the performance. The RBI, the hit, the everything. That's what they're waiting on.
Yeah, this is getting tough, man. Getting tough to watch. And as a Cardinal fan, I know what I see and I know what bothers me as a fan. But in the end, I still want them to do well, you know?
Yeah. And we're waiting for that.
I will wait and see. I mean, obviously, we're going to play this week out. We, like everybody else, are going to head into the All-Star break looking for answers to some of these questions.
It's a great opportunity for the Cardinals right now. They're facing the Seattle Mariners, and they're facing, which they can take easily, 2 out of 3. And they're facing the San Francisco Giants. They could win 2 out of 3, if not all 6. I mean, it's really, really possible they could do it. But, like I said, if you don't perform, if we're not performing, it's not going to happen. And that's what we're waiting on.
I don't know. I just... We'll see. I hate being negative. That's my problem as a fan, Benji. I love the Cardinals. I'm tired of feeling negative about them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm at the point now where I don't even want to argue about it. I don't want to complain. I don't want to do this. I'm tired of being negative about something I love. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I don't even want to be that way either. But what we're trying to mention some things here are reality. They're not something that we're dreaming of. It's reality what's happening to the card, so we're trying to figure it out. We're trying to see some things and we're waiting for the performance, and that's it.
I don't
want to be negative, Jimbo. We don't want to be negative. I hope that we could do a show, many shows that are really positive. Really positive. I wish we could do that because it would be nice to know that everybody's performing to their capabilities. That's what we would mean, right?
Yeah, we shall see, my man. We shall see. Your positive energy is something we all need when it comes to these guys, for sure. you know.
I play Jimbo in that level. I really, really play, and it was really tough to play. That's why I know how tough it is. But I also know that I play with guys that were able to perform on a 6-month base, right? And we have guys that show they can do it for a few games or a week or so, but then they go back and slump for a while. And I don't remember that happening when I was playing because they didn't allow it, right? that wasn't allowed back then. If you slump for a month, it's even crazy. But if you were slumping for 2 weeks, man, it was something crazy to see. That's what, you know, I played. I know it's hard. I know it's hard to hit. I know it's hard to keep up. I know it's hard to catch. I know it's hard to get hit and play hurt. I know all that. But I also saw and played, was lucky enough to play with guys that were performing. You know, they performed on an everyday basis. They had their slumps, but they got out of it really quick, and we were back at business. You know, but now it's really hard to watch when a guy goes through a slump for months and nothing happens. So that's the only thing. But other than that, I play. No, I know how hard it is to hit, man. I know that, especially when you're in a slump and you don't play every day or something like that. But you're in a slump and you're trying to get out of it, trying to hit a 5-run home run with nobody on. I know all that. I know it's tough. But you want to win, you want to make it to the playoff or win the whole thing, we have to perform. And that's just the bottom line. We're not going to win playing the way we have been. We have to win if they change to performing, to doing it. And this goes to the pitchers too, you know?
Well, I guess we'll see what they do. I mean, it's in their hands. We as fans, you know, we'll continue to support them. I know some people are frustrated, and you know, but it's okay. You know, that's another thing. That's another, you know, everybody's complaining. And listen, when things aren't going well, people are going to complain on Facebook and social media, and I get it. And you know what? It's okay. It's like a family member. When things aren't going so well, we get frustrated. But, you know, but I still love the Cardinals. I'm always going to love the Cardinals. I know that I would say that 99% of Cardinal fans still love them, even though they're not happy with them, which I get. You know, but it's okay. It's okay to not be happy. And we'll figure it out. And hopefully they will figure it out, and then we can all get happy real quick. So, you know.
You have to perform to be happy. Very simple, Jimbo. You have to perform.
Gotta perform. Well.
You have to.
Yep. We'll see. Like I said, I mean, they got a chance here. Got a day off, you know, in Seattle. I'm sure they're enjoying their day off, and then they can get back at it with a break coming up for the All-Star game. So we shall see. But I know I want to thank all of our fans for joining us today and listening to us rant a little bit, both good and bad, about our beloved Cardinals. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. I will say to all of you out there that you know, we got some stuff in store for the second half. My own life with everything that's been going on has kind of calmed down a little bit. So some of the projects that we've been working on here to expand the show a little bit should be taking fruition here after the All-Star break. So looking forward to that, as we'll be adding another show on Tuesdays, where we will let you guys as fans speak your piece, so to speak. So, you know, we're going to talk nothing. My friend Ron Nuttall and I will be talking about what the fans are saying and just kind of giving you guys a voice and looking at all the different opinions from Cardinal fans everywhere without the take, so to speak, from a expert. I mean, it's basically going to be, hey, we're all just human here, and what's everybody saying and what's the fix? So looking forward to doing that with him. But, of course, each week myself and your favorite, Benji Molina, will continue to come to you twice a week. We'll be adding the show with Ron. And, of course, starting next week, we'll be back with Bow Ties and Bullshit, where analytics meet the eye test. So we're excited about all that as we head into the second half. And maybe that energy will parlay itself into some Cardinal wins. So hopefully we do that. Check us out, twobirdsonabat.com. Subscribe to the show there. Make sure you check us out on social media at Birds on a Bat Show. If you're a Cardinal fan and follow us on Twitter, we'll follow you back. Hit us up on Facebook, Two Birds on a Bat. Make sure you like our page. And when you see our pinned post, like them, comment on it, and share it. That means a lot to us. Hit us up on Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show. And, of course, as part of lineupmediagroup.fm. Home of Your Radio, the newest streaming platform for your mobile device. To all of our partners, including Adam's Smokehouse, located on Watson Road, Best Barbecue in St. Louis, folks, make sure you check out Adam's Smokehouse, St. Louis. Here's your cue. To our friends at Gators Baseball Academy, tryouts right around the corner. Make sure you go to GatorsBaseballAcademy.com to learn more. No obligation. Bring your son or daughter out if that's the case, and let them try out and see where they fall. And Maybe you'll find a program that's perfect for you. That's GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, home of their four-pillar system where they take serious the people they put in front of your kids. Make sure you guys check out my good friend, Dr. Kristen Jacobs at drkristenjacobs.com. She wants to remind all of you that every day should be Skin Cancer Awareness Day. But of course, we met her in May when it was Skin Cancer Awareness Month. She's doing so many wonderful things for people, and we thank her. Make sure you check her out again at drkristenjacobs.com. My good friend, Randy Green, innovativecompanies.com, residential, commercial, industrial, doesn't matter. He's got you covered. The heating and cooling team, the electric team, and the construction team are ready and waiting at your disposal. 36 years experience, second-generation craftsman, and a man that believes that his word is still what means the most. That's Randy Green, innovativecompanies.com. And don't forget, pre- or post-game, to hit us up at St. Louis's favorite, fan favorite, Patios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinals fans everywhere. We will be announcing our future dates there as well. So had a great time at the first one, and we're looking forward to meeting more fans at the rest of them after the All-Star break. To all my social media peeps, we appreciate you guys. Chris Lawless, Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7. Ron with Cards on Deck and his group, of course. Our good friends Vicky and Linda with I Am a Cardinal Fan. Yes, I am. Fans of Yadier Molina. All the support we get from those groups. Art Mick Light with Art City Media as well. We couldn't do this without you guys, and we thank you so much. For my cohort in crime, Benji Molina, and all the Cardinal fans here in our office, we leave you. Let's go, Birds!
Go, Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.